Let's join by Paul Rowley. Another tough afternoon, Paul. Wasn't a lack of effort with the side, the two sides. I think you come up against a real tough Huddersfield side that just did the business on you, didn't they?
Yeah, they did what we knew they would do, and you know they're probably a lot further ahead in the journey than we are in ours. So all the stats in Super League, they're either first or second in, which is territory, possession, you know, no missed tackles. They're just a really good, clean team. Very much play like St Helens do. Get you up down in your own corners and beat you up for a little bit. So they did that for pretty much 80 minutes. Doesn't help when we get off to a real, and I said bad start, we actually put our shoulder in and look really good. And then on the fourth tackle or something like that, we get pinged for a set of six, which is ridiculous, really. And then penalty and a dropout. So I think we did about 7 or 8 minutes on our line defending. So, you know, that set the tone for the game, really. So we weren't able to stay in the arm wrestle long enough. They did it better than us, and that probably sums it up.
You seem to get pinged by a lot of them set restarts as well, especially in the first half, and didn't have a lot of possession. How frustrating is that for you as a coach?
Yeah, it's a grey area, and what you'll find is most home teams will get most set restarts. So I think we've been, I don't think we've had any favours in any game, even the games we've won. And this was no different. I thought there were loads of set resets we could have had. And we got one in the 77th minute. That was it for the entirety of the game, which at that point really couldn't care less if we get one or not. So, you know, we got to play a Simbin because in the feedback that we'd had too many restarts against us, that we restart number four. So, that's a rule.
I always thought that you got put on a team warning before they give you the Simbin.
That rule went a long time ago, so this is just a new rule that, I don't know, they made it up for today, I think.
Paul, you've got Old Kingston Rovers coming to Salford on Friday night. Do you learn anything in defeat today? And you don't seem as angry as I thought you might be. Do you see your side are playing it tough, aren't they? But are you seeing any signs of improvement? Anything you can work on in the week?
Well, I'm not angry at all because it is what it is. We know where we're at. So we don't accept where we're at. Mm. So everyone knows, you know, everyone puts us down for the relegation fight. So we don't suddenly think we're a top two team by any means. But we know and we have belief within our camp, so that's what sport is. So we've got to go every week like we want to win, and we'll prep to win, and we'll do our best to win every single game we take part in. That won't happen though, we know that. So however, I'm going to be very protective of the players this week in particular, because it was different than last week. We didn't get caught by surprise. We got caught by a landslide of territory and possession that I don't think, it would have took a pretty impressive team to be able to deal with that amount of possession against them and territory. So I thought the boys were scrambling and still trying in defence as though it were 0-0 right until the last minute. Detail in attack was off, decision making in attack was off, but again, when you've been gassed for 80 minutes, you know fatigue makes cowards of us all, as they say. We made some bad choices in attack, but they're the easier ones to fix. The resilience, the attitude, they're very tough to fix. So, you know, I'm right behind the players there in that, you know, they tried their hardest and give a good account of themselves in terms of putting the body where it hurts and going to war for us, really. And that's what we always say. That'll be our minimum standard, that we'll go out there and give 100%. And 100% think they did that. It's ugly at times with the ball, but we didn't have a lot for it to be ugly. So
is it fair to say the foundations are there, Paul?
Well, they're always there. It's a part of a journey. That's we know where we're at. So we're trying to change the culture of the club here, and so in that respect, the club's moving in positive ways. The club's a better place than it was, and you need to be around the club and in the club to see that. And so we don't waver and we don't doubt what we're about, and we just keep working hard and making sure that mentally we stay resilient and stay upbeat and look to what's next all the time, because this is a rocky road that we're running on, and it'll get no smoother as the season goes on. It's a tough battle, this Super League. And so being positive and being mentally tough whilst also being honest and realistic is is key. So we'll always give a fair and honest assessment of ourselves. But we've got to, you can't dwell. You've got to move on real quick and keep working harder and keep having belief.
No Tim Lafayette today. Was that an injury problem he's got?
Yeah, pulled up injured. So we had a little bit of adversity, but again, no dramas. That's not even worth a mention.
How's Greg Burke as well?
Yeah, he failed his HIA, so he won't recover for... He obviously can't do the short turnaround now for OKR as well, so that's Greg missing. So it's unfortunate for Greg, because he's been really good.
Thanks very much for speaking to us, Paul. Good luck against OKR next Friday, mate.
Ta.